Akonti avele ke berediga. O sia kamele. Ala doye ke mele dele kesa. Ala ke dofe. Saidini kabai kolotes. Dinina. Selika via beredi nomo ke brodi veka. Ascending and anonymous.
Rana mokati vene metiye de belege dot Arreni mamaka biye de boko do bolo godosh Rene mele vagi bidi boro divine biye de boko Ati ele meniye de vene mege de boko Arreni mamaka baba kamaniye de boko nishi Jene mendiye bene mono bolo bro godosh Rege de baba baka niye sevene bolo godosh Rene baba bakiya badiye de boro niye velato Animine miye vedi bono mre Poni, regede bono godova lava di shana madie de bogono, redi boni embregede balata, lemina matie savati embregedos, shamina baha piege de bonota, lemina mabambra di capota, in imondia fani et bolo boronish, shate boko boni et de baha piginiata, lemenota, lemonota. Menemetu, monomeleta, abunima bia, bono medie de pegido, idemino mieti comina bahia, anuo lebo boniete venete, inemino prodia vana teletu, jade borodie bregede benedus, elamino pradie bogodus, ready bobby apolo dish, ready bobo bobo neneca, anem rede bedebo.
There's a light that I see in spite of the darkness that's
around me.
And there's a light
that I see only comes to life every time I hear your voice. There's a light
that I see
in spite of the darkness that's around.
That's
a joy
that I have in spite of all the sorrows.
In spite of all the sorrows that's around me.
And the joy.
And the joy that I have.
Only comes
alive.
Every time
I hear.
There's a peace down in my soul.
There's a peace deep down in my soul.
In spite of the crisis that surrounds me.
In spite of all the crisis that surrounds me.
And the peace.
And the peace
in my soul.
In my soul.
Shoo-ga-doo, shoo-ga-doo. destruction that surrounds me.
In spite of the destruction that surrounds me.
And the hope.
And the hope.
Deep within me.
Deep within my soul.
Only comes alive.
Only comes alive.
Every time.
Every time I hear your voice.
There's a call that I hear. Surrounds me.
In spite of the terror that surrounds me.
And the
rest
that I see
only comes alive every time I hear your voice.
Come on.
I can't deny. So I declare
that nothing can
satisfy
me.
I can't pretend not to be aware. You are the bread of life. I can't deny, so I declare that nothing can satisfy me. I can't pretend not to be aware. You are the bread of life. You are the bread of life. I call you the bread of life. The bread of life. I call you the bread of life. I call you the bread of life. You are the bread of life. Only you are the word of life. You are the bread of life. The bread of life. It's with you that we find life. The bread of life. You are the bread of life. You find life is in you. We have life. The bread of life. You are the bread of life. The bread of life. You are the bread of life. Fountain of life. Oh, you are the bread of life.
Pick our prayers. We're going to start from Acts chapter 9. That is where we're going to pick our engagement from this morning. But before we do that, I want us to first, you know, warm up, you know, before we pick it from Acts chapter 9. We're going to pray in the Spirit, you know, so that we can latch on to the frequency that is needed for today's transaction. Want to latch on to the frequency so that our words can be said from the right frequency. You know, that is how it works. You need to get the right frequency so that the potency of the things you speak will be very, very, the energy in it will be appropriate to get the work done. Sometimes the things we say is right, but the frequency that we are saying it from, you know, doesn't have enough power. It's just like when you are listening to radio. You know, sometimes you will hear, but it will not, what is coming out is not clear. It's not like you are not hearing, but the impact of what you are hearing is minimal. The reason is because it's not to reduce the volume. What do you adjust? When you adjust frequency, then the thing will be clearer, right? So it's not all the time volume. Many times is what is frequency. So I want us to get the frequency so that there can be seamless communication. Are you together with me? So I told you, like I always tell you, when you are slow in prayers, you are not meditating. It's the flesh. And then you must practice punishing your flesh. You must practice it. And not just during prayer. Everything. Learn to punish your flesh in everything that you are doing till it becomes a practice. Let flesh not like you. Because every time flesh is with you, it doesn't have a free course. Do you understand that? Everything. When you are eating, eat punishing the flesh. When you know you can take more and your flesh asks for more, you know, just say you are done. Do you understand? Don't allow the flesh dictate quantity. You understand? When you've eaten, and then you know you can take more, but you also know that what you have eaten is okay, then stop eating. Do you understand that? And so when you feel like taking four drinks, and your stomach can take it at once, you understand? Take lesser than you can do, so that you keep, you need to have a practice of punishing with the flesh. And so, prayers, how we do it is praying with fervency. Do you understand? So, we're going to lift up our voices and we're going to pray in other tongues, right? And then we will pace around if necessary so that we can get the frequency. And when we have gotten the frequency, we would start our communications from the book of Acts chapter 9, because what we want to pray about is there is a light from the other side. That light from the other side, that God and his messes will interrupt our space with the light from the other side. And we'll use Acts chapter 9 to buttress that very communication that we are intending to transact with this morning. So, can you lift up your voice? Wait. Before you lift up your voice, I will say in Jesus' name I prayed. You will scream amen. Do you understand? We'll scream amen. That is just to make the demons that maybe traced you down here. You know, not that you carry them, but maybe they just trace you down here. When you shout amen, they will shake and then they will just leave this vicinity. In Jesus' name we pray. Alright, lift up your voice and let's pray make sure your heart is stayed on the Lord as you're praying in other tongues. I
Alagatoma Zagatia Basha. di papia pia pata ie di bidi di otata a di di gidia pata andia le pro dia pata a pa igo gota i papia koto koto
silike tobo sha selike tobo rogo disi aya gatoma la gatisi selike tomo seketia ala gatobo sheke ha ha
ie de mi nomilata ie mi apa ie mi apo ie mi apo enzo vit enzo vit ie la pridosa ie la prida a prodisa bati ie di prodia bot ie le predige de bot ie ni paliat
ala gatia so porodisha a seke tomo rabia ala gatia vasina ma
ie okona
ile gatia beke tomo I am a cat or a beast. Ayakalo kopera dia sokoba
a papa papa a papa iye do
ala kabonia sa se tobelegedia o temana ela dia so fala baradia ala kato
ayada lot iye lot I'm brought
melegato melekashia zeleketo la baradisa Zeleke tebelia sina. Zeleke toba regalia. Ayaka borodusia. Zeleke telebisa. Zala tobe sheke tomele. Aradia zeke tosa. Alevenimeni. Ayakuro butu la pasa. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Akoko to my daphone at the bench. Akoko yela wabai. The very exact time, the very exact moment where your life will receive a turnaround is where we are. I want you to take this prayer seriously. I thought we would start from Acts 9, but no, we're starting from Genesis 26. That is where we are going to start the conversation from. Because I see everything about your life changing.
Amen.
The Lord began to speak to me and said, Zach, it's time for you guys to move to your thousands as a church. He says you are moving to the thousand realm. Yes, from the realm of hundreds to thousand. And as I was meditating on that while praying, I believe the Lord was saying that not just the house, every individual, every person in this house, you are meant to move to your next realm. In your every era of your life where you are functioning in the hundreds, it's now to move to thousand. Where you are functioning in a thousand, you will move to tens of thousands.
Yeah.
I hope you believe what we're talking about here. This is not just the talk. This is not just a talk. This is what shall be. And where you are operating the tens of thousands, you go to hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
And then those who are in the hundreds of thousands are going to operate in million. And from million, you go to tens of millions. And from the tens of millions, you go to hundreds of millions. And from there, those who are in the hundreds of millions will go to billion. And you go to the tens of billions. And hundreds of billions. Please, those operating the online mix should increase the volume. The people online are complaining about the volume. I think it's just to increase volume. I don't think there's anything much there. It's better that the volume is too loud for them than them suffering what they are suffering. And they have been making this complaint for close to an hour. Praise God. Are we ready to pray? We are not just praying. We are decreeing what will be. So we're going to use the Isaac technology and study it and pray whatever Isaac experienced. Now this thing that I spoke about happened in Genesis chapter 26. And Genesis chapter 26 started with a story of famine. The story of famine is the same chapter where we are reading the story of famine. It's the same chapter that we are talking about. And Isaac was great, became very great until the Philistines envied him. And it's that same chapter that was introduced with famine. So famine is not bad news. Famine in the land is not our story. Are we together here? Are you ready for this? And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed, and I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swore unto thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of the heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all those countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Isaac dwelt where?
In Gerar.
In Gerar. In Gerar. Now, when you read the version of Abraham in this story, when it was Abraham's time, Abraham went to Egypt. Eh? But Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Abraham went to Egypt because of the famine. Isaac dwelt in Gerar because of the famine. But both of them went to where the Spirit will have them go. So the voice was the common factor, not location. Where is my Gerar? What am I meant to do? What's the exact instruction for me, oh God? That's the first prayer. Bible says, and Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Isaac did not copy and paste what his father did. What he copied and pasted was his father's pattern of hearing God. Not the external one, but the spiritual framework. Isaac dwelt in Gerar. You see, I trust God for you that you will know exactly what to do.
Amen.
That you will know exactly what to do. That you will not do what everybody is doing. You will not do something because everybody is doing. That the light of God will spot on the exact thing you are meant to do.
Amen.
Oh, where is your Gerar? Let God reveal it to you. Where is your Gerar? Where is your Gerar? Father, in every area of your life, lift up your mouth and begin to lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Ayakuto Borodia. The exact instruction that will change my life. The exact instruction. Alakabayatoma Lagadisa. Aradome Jagatola Baradia. Oh Lord, bring it to my spirit.
Bring to my spirit. Bring to my spirit. What am I to do, O Lord? Where am I to stay, O Lord? Where am I to go, O Lord?
Instruct my heart, oh God. I am willing. I will obey.
I can't allow amen in Jesus' name. I pray. Yeah. You know, Bola, you have a lot of work to do, your business in Europe, in foreign lands. You have a lot of, I saw a lot of people, a lot of business people needing you. And it was like they were calling for you. They were like calling for you. They need your business. I pray the Lord will give you the wisdom on how to set up your, there is a connection. It's not just Nigeria. You have businesses. You have your business, your practice is needed in Europe. The Lord spoke to me about this yesterday, but now I'm seeing it in a vision now again today. That there is a part of your business that God will lead you on how to set it up in foreign lands because you are needed. You are a major helper. You are a help. You are a strong help. You are meant to give serious legal. I just see you standing like a force in the city, in the nations. I see your business standing like a force, and a lot of transactions have to go through you. I see those transactions going through you. It's a force. Give me Genesis chapter 12. 12. Give me 9 and 10. And Abraham journeyed going on still towards the south, and there was a famine in the land. And Abraham went where? Down into Egypt to sojourn there. For the famine was grievous in the land. And
And then we now go to 26, verse 6. Abraham went down to Egypt. Let's start from verse 1 again. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. The Lord will instruct your hearts.
Amen.
You will know what to do. You will know what to do. And your prophecy will appear to all. That's the secret of prosperity of God's children. When you know what to do. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared to him and said, because the Lord knew that he was going to naturally go down to Egypt. Because that's what he saw his father do. But the Lord quickly interrupted him. The interruption and the intervention that will change the course of your destiny. Let God bring it. The interruption and intervention. Go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Say, Father.
Father.
I can hear you. Say, Father.
Father.
The interruption.
The interruption.
The intervention.
The intervention.
That will push my life.
To
its next phase.
The interruption.
The intervention.
That will push my destiny.
To its next glorious phase.
Bring it, Lord.
Bring it, Lord.
Bring it, Lord.
I raise up your voice and begin to pray. Ashapora gadia samana. Ayakatola belagatia. Zelegetoma sisia. Ayakatola bokotina masa. Ayatama lagadosi. Ayatama lagadosi. Ayakatama lagadosi. Aleteme legeshabona. Ilagateme legatosi kaya.
Paradia papagate, e pele podo prondo goto, iati polo podopa, apayama diepoda, apayama papa piegata, apalo prondo polo dos, ilepe de prediege de pa, andia polo dos, e mede poro diatapa, e ye polo diota, e leo pariota, iena papia gatota, e mio do predia capa, e palio do predia goto, e mredia capole, e la paia diapa, ayado duati, ale. Nombre Hecata, Apoya da Pot, Ia de Popopopo, Ia da Papa Papa, Ayana Prodiogot, Ia da Papa, Apele Prodia de Ire de Poto Prodia de Ta, Ayaya Payata, Ayaya Payata, Ambalapod, 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 Ayadi Prodiot, Ayadi Prodiot, Ayadi Prodiot, Ayadi Prodiot. Ie di prodiot ambiata ko apailo dopa apailo dopa ie di apapot ie di apapapa ie do moti ie do no moto apiala parata apaya de prodio goto aye de prodiote ie le pedie de pa ie le pia de papat immanion roba amabie amabie ie ya pa e pa la papa inna balina in the police, and no, and the bar, and Yadapara, and Milodo Pradie, in the Pedro Dredio, and in the bar, and the Media Dredia, in the Protigopa, and the Protigopa, Ayada Piedot, in the Predio de Bata, Ayayapa, in the Pedo, in the Pediat, in the Payabat, Ayada Pradieda, and the Padia, in the Pedia.
I am a man. In Jesus' name I pray.
In Kotoba Mada, in Kotoba Malogo, Adua La Finche. Adua. In Kotoba Mada, Toba Malogo, Adua La Finche. You know, we're going to start a weekly, once a week, 1 hour prayer. And it's called Monday Morning Prayer of Prosperity. 7:30 to 8:30. We're going to start Monday morning prayer of prosperity. I'll be leading it every Monday. Morning. 7:30, 1 hour. When you drop your children in crèche, you'll come and pray before you continue the day. 1 hour. And this is what these are things we'll be praying about. This is what the Lord just spoke to me. Because over my dad, over my logo. Because any to logo to nibido thing bad. Because in the ko sinle aye yi ko se ni to logo to ni bi to tin gbadura nile aye yi ko si ko se ni to logo to ni bi to tin gbadura ko to le logo gbodo ni backup nko gbodo wa leyin en ko to le logo. Yes, that's why there is a connection between prosperity and the prophetic. There's always a connection. That's why the Bible says, believe his prophets. And you what? You shall prosper. There's a connection between prophetic and prosperity. Always a connection. You know, I say you prosper, but not for a short time. I say you prosper forever. It takes another type of power to have retained prosperity. When you hear scripture, you hear God telling David that he will make him a sure house, everlasting house. There are some houses that have expiring dates. But the kind of glory God wants to give you does not have expiring dates. There are a lot of people, they have days where they shine bright. They have years. And they say, Kai, from this time, this man, if you hear about this man, then from another time to another time, he has gone now. Yeah. You see, all these realms I'm talking about, it's God that releases a people to enter it. Yeah. We have entered a new season as a church. That's why God is bringing this kind of language to us. Because you will be shocked that, is this the kingdom? Is this the kingdom? There is law for everything. To change dynamics here. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Can we go further?
Yes, sir.
Genesis 26. Aradia Bashanda. I have one daughter in UK. I pray for her. She sent me a prayer request. We agree right now that the Lord will intervene in her case. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Let's run to verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land. I want God to open your eyes to let you know where you are meant to sow. You should not waste your energy. You should sow in the right place now. Don't you think so? You should not put your seed where God did not plan to prosper you now. It's not good like that. When he sowed in that land, oh my goodness. When we pray this prayer, we're not going to pray about this year. Because the Bible said in the same year, we're going to command this year to yield. we will wrestle the air. We will force the air. That this year there has to be a shift in my life. And it's about that to my badake. You will not waste your energy where God did not plan to prosper you. You are going to lift up your voice, and the prayer is, Father, where am I to sow? Where am I to put my energy? Let me see it that I might put my energy. Where am I putting my energy that I'm wasting my time? Reveal it to me. Let me stop wasting my energy. Oh yeah, open your mouth and begin to pray. I put my energy in the right soil, in the right land. I invest my time. I invest my money in the right places. I do not waste my resources. I do not waste my seed. Not again. I plant my seed in the right places. My time, my resources in the right places. Ashakoko baladia, asabaradia shando robogotia, asaparadia shah, arakatoba legadia, ayakatola berikatoba, asoperadia shah, arabababababa, asoparadia babababa, akatora bia somelekata, asataladia so, ilegatola belegatoba shah, elakatoba shah. Elakatobasha, ilegete belegediasa, ayagetobelegedisi, asatole belegetosha, ilegete melegatua, alagadelegediasa, alagadia basana, alagadia semelena, alagadia beregasrika.
Ayatobelekatia
Zeleketo mashatuya. Alagati alabonia. Zeleketele barakatisa. Zeleketo belakatisa. Aika porodu shabaya. Zeleketia paradise. Zelekatome shakuta. Ilakatome lakatobasia. Zelika paradisha mana. Ayatabaradisia. Zeleketobo shia.
Anda piatosa. Ia ya. Elepadiatosa. Ia diapo. Ia diapo. Apayado. Ia di lapato. Epiadoto. Ia papata.
Ayatome legatia basia. Arabia porodisha. Alabondo robecatia. Ashatoro bogotia. Arababa baba baradisa. Ayakuto belegadisia. Zelekete masika. Shalatome legatisia. Zelekotobo zika. Aradia bozentelebasha. Alekotobe legatia. Excavanai kebeleti. Zelekete basia. Alekotome sa paradisha. Asoperedise banani.
In the papa papiagato, in the papia palogato, in the papa papa papa,
ayaya baradesia, ayaya baradesia, ayakatolobosa, alakatobosha, hey,
in the padiato, epida, and embidiandada, and da 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 da, apopopopos,
cabos,
ayaya,
selekati, 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 ayaya, selekati, selekati, Ayatobe legadisa, alagatome legadisa, alagatola beregadisa, ilegate messia, alagatome legadisa, ala porodusa, ala padi sabona, alagatola baradia, arabatatoma, esavanaika porodisa, ilegatome legadisa, alagatila bosa, asatola basa, orabogatiasa, aikabona, 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 aikabona. A super dia kato
Ambalabata Imbalabata Iyayayo Aropopos
Ahaha Somele ketoma Zilikitula basa Zilitibaradisa kota Ayatolobosi kabaya Zeleketome sihi Aikatole belegedisa Zeleketele basa Asamele ketosa Ileketome legedisi Asomele ketobo sheketia Aikatoloborogodosi Zeleketia Baradisa.
Alatoba.
In Jesus, they will pray.
Sowed in that land and received in that same year an hundredfold. And the Lord bless him. Bless him. This is a story of famine. But for Isaac, it was a story of hundredfold blessing. And I asked the Lord, how come? Before I finished asking him, he answered me. I said, Lord, how come? He said, my angels. It's the angels. They are the ones that they are the ones that work behind the scene. That can turn your rocky soil to loamy soil. They are the ones. They are the ones that make you not to feel the crisis that surrounds you. That make sure the impact does not reach you. They are invincible forces. This year, this same year, in this year's cycle, by the angels of God, your life shall receive a hundredfold turnaround. Shabaya. You are going to pray. You are going to ask God that He makes this year your year of hundredfold by the hand of His angels. Pray. Open your mouth and pray.
Don't think. Pray. Don't think it. Don't think it. Pray it. Pray. Don't think it. Pray it. Don't think it. Don't say, how shall it be?
I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound of rain. Abundance of rain.
Abala popoboto. Iyele popoboboto. Idi adapa. Ida. Alapidiga. Alapidiga. Ero popopopopo. Adiada pradida. Adiada pradida. Ayala. 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 Ira papa. Ira papa. Ira papa papa. Ili bodo popo. Idi godi digido. Idi godi digido. Iyala. I lo pot, iti pro dipa, enda papa, ayada po, iada papa, ambrotigati, introtigati, iolota, ambia pat, ina pata, ayona pa, ayla poko, ila poto, apapapa, apapidok, Ya papa ando poto ididia pot ididia ila piot indodo pot ya papa ida brade ida brade ida papa ayala ayala ara papa ara papa ara papa iyo dododo ora papa apia papa apolo ila polo ila polo ila polo inia papa enredebo irapo ida papa agabani ida pana Intragapata, Indige de Poto, Idigatiata, Idiata Pai, Idadata, Andadata, Aria Patila, Ilapantia, Ilapantia, Akapa, Inda Pocoto, Ida Papagata, Iadigi di Pat, Elelepa, Elelepa, Iapa, Egado Dota, Inapadia Gata,
Ayatoma Lepetosha,
Aragodo Susu, Iapa, Akapata.
In Jesus' name we pray.
The Bible says, and the man waxed great. Waxed great. The man waxed great. He waxed great. What a description. You are going to wax great. It's a very strange word. The word waxed great in other times of scripture. You know what they use it to mean? Magnify. It's a strange word. It's not a common word. The man waxed great. And if God has given us this scripture to pray today, it's because our destiny is meant to wax great. Magnify. It's not just that the man was great. Waxed great. Praise God. It's not just that he was great, he waxed great. It's not just that he grew up or that word is used 32 times. And 32 times it was used as magnify. Now that's abnormal. That's abnormal greatness. I don't know if there's anyone here who wants to wax great. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not just great, wax. Magnify. Wax great. Not a small remo. You understand that? Wax great. You want your career to wax great. You're going to pray this prayer in tongues. But it's an identity I want you to wear while you're praying. When you're praying in tongues as you are pacing, you are declaring and decreeing. You are reconfiguring your soul. And you are saying, this is my life. I wax great. Come on, can you begin to pray about? Can you begin to speak of yourself? I wax great.
Ilimandi boto sopatava ita pati ka pati parandi ka pota elepoti
sharati ka pa
ayati
ayati
pos
I wax great. Alla tome shatoba, sile ketola bashanto rabia, alla katama legadia basusia, sile ketele baraba baba baba baba, alla katoba legadia sa.
In the money go. Aya baba baba. Aya dila baba baba. Iye le podo prodi godos. Iye di godo pro godos. Iye de prodo godo godos. Aya di baba baba. India baba baba baba. Iya da prodo godos. Iye de godo pro godo godos. Iya di baba baba baba. Ini mama baba baba. Iye de boro godo bobo. An baba baba. Ino. Ate de. Ate de. Iravio.
Wax great.
I wax great in the nations. I wax great in the city. I wax great everywhere. I wax great. I take over. I come into unprecedented greatness. Greatness beyond human comprehension. Greatness beyond human imagination. Ayakoto Belekati. I wax great. Ayatomela, open your mouth and pray. I wax great. I become larger than cities, larger than nations. My budget becomes bigger than the annual budget of nations. I wax that great. I wax great. Power. I lend to nations. Oh, Soma.
I applaud. I applaud.
Begin to say, I move forward. Begin to say, I move forward. Begin to say, I grow. Begin to say, I become very great. Begin to hear the other phrases. Ayatome legedi. Akatoba legedesa. Ashaparadia. Asokome. Ayagadana. Elege. Akakakaka. Payote. Paradina. Elegatia. Asaita. Ayaka paragadina. Ayabaraka tomele. Asomelani. Elegatia kabaradaha. Alakatomia. Ayakatoma hati. Asakatomaha. Jeleketobe, Asoperegedia, Elagado, I like a
In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray.
See, what we're praying about is not a normal thing. What we're praying about is not a normal thing. The man was great, went forward, grew until he became very great. When you come to this realm of life, in fact, you can't even step here if you are somebody who is controlled by sentiment. This level of life is not a normal level of life. This one is not a new job. I need you to understand what you are praying about. When you are praying, when you pray this kind of prayers, your life takes a different turn, a different dynamic. It can't be the same life again. Let's see what happened. For he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. You see, envy is not just a decision. I was on my bed, lying down on my bed, and the Lord began to explain to me that envy is a work of the flesh. So you don't envy because you're a bad person. You don't understand? It's not bad people that envy. It's human beings. It's a work of the flesh. There's this type of greatness that when you see, it will manifest. Not that you, everybody here, envy reside in you. There's a type of greatness you see around you. You will be envious. You have to, by the Spirit, mortify the works of the... It's not, so stop thinking envy. Stop saying, me, I'm never envious. Are you not a human being? It's a work of the flesh. There's a type of greatness around you. Now, when this kind of thing happens around you, these were Philistines who accommodated Isaac in Gerar. They accommodated him. It was just a boy, a man looking for a survivor. He now became so great. Ah. You see, the last prayer we're going to pray is that God will make you greater than your temporary abode. There's some temporary place. Imagine you come to Lagos and you go and squat with someone in a one-bedroom apartment. And when you are living there, you tell your friend to help you that you want to, you guys are living, you should come and check where you are moving to. And it is, you want to go and do housewarming of a five-bedroom duplex that you bought in a Omoli estate. You say, should not envy you. You say you should not envy you. It will envy you. You will walk on it. Do you know the meaning of God when? It's envy now. Yeah. All of us, myself, I have the capacity to envy. Not that I have the capacity, there's envy inside. I have to work on it. By the time you see a younger minister of the gospel, having 85 churches all around the world, big mega churches, and it's small like this, and you just say, Akilo Tienso. Akilo So, Okon Tariwo Kiri. This is not kingdom. It's heavy. And I have expressed it severally. Envy. I've envied people where I just see what God is doing in their lives. I just say, see, the kind of church the Lord is building in the last days are not like this. This is not the last day pattern. congratulations, last day patternist. It's envy. It's envy. So stop seeing envy as a... Don't exclude yourself from somebody. It's part of the... If you read the Galatians chapter 5, don't go there, don't leave it here. Envy is part of the works of the flesh. Envy and jealousy is a part of the work of the flesh. That you need the Spirit. It doesn't come upon you. Envy doesn't come upon you. Envy is in every one of us. Yes. There's nobody here who will tell me you've never envied before. Or you are not currently envying right now. Who are you? Are you a spirit? It's a work of the flesh. The Philistines looked nice. They looked caring when Isaac was not great. By the time Isaac grew bigger than their best plan for Isaac. You know, people have plans for you. But there is a plan they have for you. Try not to go above that plan. And when people around you grow above the plan you have for them. You know, there's a way we've imagined things for people that this guy will do well. But that do well that you say, there's a way your brain imagined it. You are a good person. You are thinking good of him. That Kenneth will do well in life. But there is a well Kenneth will now do. More than the one you thought. You know, I say, you will put you by Oluwa. Yeah. So those are the kind of prayers we are praying. These kind of prayers, when God begins to answer them, sentiment can return you back to where you are coming from. Sentiment will return you. That was what happened to Jesus in his own lifetime too. By the time Jesus went back home, they said, who is he? He's not a carpenter. Because the kind of greatness the man had amassed. Jesus too is coming with disciples. Jesus was coming with disciples. People were following Jesus. He went to his house. Jesus. He said they were angry with him. Why? Why were they offended? What did he do? Nothing. Is they didn't manage. So all of you must learn to manage the envy because you have the Spirit of God. So by the Spirit of God, we can deal with it and say the right things and work on ourselves and make sure that envy doesn't destroy us. The Philistines envied him. And don't see envy again or any work of the flesh as a bad thing that bad people manifest. Is it bad people that fornicate? It's humans now. It's a work of the flesh. It's not a bad thing that it takes a child of Satan to do. Put it for me. Put the works of the flesh for me there. We'll have one last prayer to pray. We'll be good. Galatians 5, I think 22. All right. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are what? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, various. You can hate. You have the ability to hate someone. Variance, emulations, wrath, strife. Like you can have strife. You can be fighting somebody and killing. Abolitious wrath, strife, seditious heresies, envies, brand new. It's a work of the flesh. So you are not a bad person, you are just it's the fallen nature of the soul. Murders, drunkenness. Praise God. Revelings. How many of you have gotten drunk after you got born again? Don't worry. Don't raise your hand. It says, those who practice these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So you have to deal with it. What's the next one? Fruit of the Spirit. How do you say we should deal with this stuff? It says, if we walk in the Spirit, we shall. Put it quickly. I think that's 16, Abby. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So how do we deal with envy? By walking in the Spirit. Like no matter what you are feeling, you walk in the Spirit. I have some practices that I use to deal with envy. If I notice I'm envious of someone, maybe a minister, that's when I will listen to the person more. I will just be there listening to the person. The thing will do me work, I will be listening. That's how I deal with envy. One of the ways I destroyed envy in my soul is that whenever anybody does something great, I go and add my token to it, whatever token it is. And it has worked for me. Anytime somebody who I notice I might be envy maybe buys a new car, I make sure I follow the car. I make sure I pay and suffer for every walk of flesh. That's my own style that I do to deal with envy. Let's go back to Genesis 26. He had possession of flocks, possession of herds, grist of servants, and the Philistines envied him. CEO. For all the worlds, go to the next one. I want to show you another thing that happened. Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us. Why? For thou art much mightier than we. Now, this is even a sincere person that has the courage to say the real reason. Not everybody will tell you the real reason. Some will say, go from us. You are becoming proud. Yeah. Go from us. We don't like your character. There's just a way you are. Not everybody has the guts to tell you the real reason. Go from us. And if you love where you are coming from, you might not go to where God has ordained you to. That's why I said this. I need you to understand this prayer, because some of you are praying this prayer. You might not understand this prayer. See, when God, hear this, when God does what I said he should do, God will have to put his spirit in the heart of those who can stay with you. You don't understand? It takes spirituality. Oh my goodness. There's greatness and there's greatness. So there's some greatness that you need an anointing to be around and not be envious. You need grace. Jezebel was speaking about Kenneth Copeland. He said he got to a point, his head wanted to blow. That's one of the first books I read when God began to train me. I read that book about 8 years ago when God wanted to train me on this path. That's my first book. I was instructed to go and pick that book. Jezebel said his head wanted to burst. He said, I've seen people give clothes. He said Copeland was messing him up when Copeland started giving cars. He said, but how do you give aeroplane? He said that day he wanted to. He said he didn't know how to. I said he would die. That Copeland said they just finished praying in one room. And Copeland said, God has spoken to him that this is what he wants to do next. And Copeland told Jezebel, he said, this is our plane. We are giving it out. And then they were going to raise an extra $100,000. To do the interior before they give it out. He said, because your seed will look like your harvest. Your harvest will look like your seed. He said, so if my seed is not beautiful, my harvest will not be beautiful. You know, there are a lot of harvest that is not coming out nice because the seed planted is bad seed. Am I correct, farmer? He said that place it nearly collapsed. He said, how do you give aeroplane? He said, when God now brought their own aeroplane to them, he says it was Copeland called Savior. I said, come, God has done it. Go from us. Go away from us. Now, this Copeland was just an ordinary man selling tapes. Or his work was to sell tapes for Jerry Savell's work was to sell tape for Copeland. In Copeland meeting, we sell tape at the back. And then God brought him close to Copeland. Now both of them have several planes. The percentage of people who have planes in this whole world is like 0.00000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 It says, depart. It says, go from us. Now, in your own Yoruba brain, your own human brain, hear this, you have an assumption that when God answers this prayer, your own assumption. I know what I'm saying. A lot of you might not really understand it, but I'll say it because when it happens, you will remember what I said. A lot of you in your brain, you think when God makes you wax great, that the response will be, come to us. That will be your shocker in life. That will be your greatest shocker. You will think, all right, everybody, God has done it. There's something God will do that people will need space. I say, just. God needs to do that in our lives. I need God to do that level in my life. In my life. I've not seen it. I need to see it. I've not seen it. I need to see it. The kind of greatness, the kind of blessing that will take calling. It will take calling. It will take God to call those who will walk with you. That kind of blessing. That kind of greatness. Can we hold hands? Let us pray. If you have your spouse, don't hold somebody else. Hold your spouse. If you don't have a spouse, just hold anybody. No. If your spouse is not here, hold somebody else. But if your spouse is here, hold your spouse. Chris, you are looking for your spouse. Where is she? I owe somebody in the meanwhile. The Lord will keep you.
Amen.
Father, bless us beyond imagination.
Amen.
Help us to shine your glory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bless us, Lord.
Amen.
Bless us, Lord.
Amen.
Bless us, Lord.
Amen.
Bless us, Lord.
Amen.
Bless us beyond what we ask for.
Amen.
Give us what we don't even have the guts to ask for.
Amen.
Give us that which we don't even have the mind. That which cannot enter our mind.
Amen.
Bless us, Jesus.
Amen.
And when the dynamics of life begin to readjust itself, give us the wisdom to navigate it.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we prayed.
Amen.
You know, I was in the car one day. And he made a statement to me. And I'll paraphrase. He said, when the hand of God comes upon you, he said, it takes you in a direction that is very, very strange. You know, that man has impacted my life. I'm serious. Not preaching. Some of the clothes. I love him. I pray for him a lot. Some of our close, privileged conversations. He's not privileged to have it. I'm privileged to have the conversation with him. He said, when that thing comes, you will want to use your brain to start managing your life. He said, and you will miss it. He said, when it comes, be focused on what you are doing. He said it in Pidgin.
They know the manager. No, use your brain. Say you want manager.
He said, be focused. Be what?
Focus.
Let me tell you one thing God will judge you. The major judgment God will give to you is the judgment on whether you fulfill your destiny or not. There are many things you are concerned about that God will not ask you about. He said, be focused. Let me tell you something else. Anything that will lead you to not being who God has ordained you to be. I mean, anything that affects your boldness in your calling is not from God. Anything. For example, Toyosi is a worship leader, right? That's what she does. That's her life. Now, as she's doing that, she might have some relationships that might be like, you mean that's what you want to do with your life? And you see, sometimes the strength of that statement is not the statement. It's the value you placed on the person saying it. It's not like the person said, it's just that it's someone that you always want to be in agreement. It's someone you wish you guys are always in agreement. Why? Because of the sentimental attachment you have with the person. You see, if she begins to say, no, I'm not just a worship leader, I'm also a fashion enthusiast. Do you understand? If you have to reduce your call, you see, to be accepted, that was what Brandon was preaching. You're already missing it. You are being too sentimental for greatness. You are too sentimental to be great. You see? If there's a relationship where she has to not be who she's ordained to be. If I have relationships where I can't be a man of God, where I can't discuss about, man, I'm hungry for churches, then it's a wrong atmosphere. Are you together with me? You have to be focused on the assignment. Focus on the assignment. And let the assignment let it be the test that qualifies your association. Assignment first. Even in marriage, even when you want to get married, don't marry someone where you are not bold to be who God has ordained you to be. You know you are a man of God, but the kind of woman you are marrying, you are still seeing you are a life coach. And you are a missionary. But you know the girl cannot accommodate missionary. You say, you know, I train. I do consultation. I'm a consultant. You don't do that. You should marry a girl where you can boldly, excitedly talk about who God has made you to be. So, environments that will have you go down in line with what God has ordained you to be. No. You remember when Jesus went back to his city? If he had told them that, no, I'm still doing chair. Forget all of this. These disciples, forget it. If I still make chairs, they would have accepted him more. But will not be the King of Glory. He lost rep in his town, but got rep in the world. They didn't respect him in his town anymore. And he said, the prophet is without honor where? Is without honor where? In his home. In his home. Why doesn't he have honor in his home? If you tell me I might give you $100, might. I might give you $100. Might. Might give you, might not. Why? Shall I come and tell me why?
You're not even looking like you want to tell me why. Come and tell me why, Bolu. Oh, move that. Oh. $100 land saw you. But move that.
So I actually think the reason why he does not have a honor in his home is because of familiarity. They are too familiar with him.
I believe his family has set like an expectation that this is who you are now, right?
Because nobody starts out as a prophet. You start out as family member. And there is no honor on family member. So there was a honor that was you were not qualified for in their brain. But when you become a prophet, the honor comes. So usually the family cannot give you that honor. But the challenge a lot of prophets have is that they love to be with family. So you remember what Jesus did? He didn't stay long at home. If he stayed long at home, his anointing would die. What? Anointing would die. Anointing is sensitive. If you stay in the wrong place, it will perish. See the way Bola used to pray like a strange human being now. Because she's an intercessor. Now, there are people who don't like how she prays. Yeah. They'll say, why are you being psychedelic? Eh? Why are you being psychedelic? Everybody, I'm a pray normal. Otisari Losi, ABT speaker. Why are you being unnecessarily dramatic? Brace up, girl. If she stays in that association, the intercessory grace on her will die. Very soon, we'll be seeing her in all the makeup stores. Buying makeup. She'll turn to Slay Queen. Because of the environment that she's in. But there are some other intercessors that if she engages, they will be discussing about the angel of Ojudu visiting. They will be talking about those words. That way our anointing will grow. So if you love where you are coming from, you might not end where you are going to. So what do you love? Love the Lord. And allow him take you however he wants to take you. Some understand my words. Some don't. And it's not because you are not intelligent. It's just because experience has not yet happened. But you will have use of it. Because when they were teaching me these things too, it didn't make sense to me. I said, teach me about the kingdom and the ways of eternal life. But you know you are blessed, right?
Yes, sir.
So tonight, let's come early. Brandon will be here tonight. It's going to be amazing. Tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, I want us to bring an offering tomorrow night. No, I've not taken one offering at all on this old 21 days. But tomorrow night, come with an offering. And then see the offering as two things, that same offering. See it as a Thanksgiving offering. And then see it as a prophet's offering. What did I call it? Thanksgiving offering and what? And prophet's offering. That's what your heart should attach to that offering. Because the Bible says that we should be anxious for nothing, but with prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving. That's what the Orthodox churches used to do. When somebody gives birth, they will bring an offering. When you want to do dedication, they say thanksgiving. That thing is, those things are not carnal. That we don't do. You don't think it's revelation. The reason might have changed. Why the new churches, why the generations after. But what bettered those things is revelation knowledge. So don't criticize things, you know, if you haven't studied the history. Let's say I've watched Thanksgiving. Some, they'll bright cheer. They'll bring maybe 100 cheers. They'll come. It's not stupid. We might not be doing it here, but it's not stupid. The origin of those things have, a lot of them have scriptural basis for it. So you bring an offering, it will be a prophet offering and thanksgiving offering. Put it in an envelope. You can do a transfer, but I'll prefer an envelope. If you are doing a transfer, also put it, make it a prophet offering. Prophet offering. Bible says, if you receive a prophet, in the name of a prophet. Do you know our mothers never visit prophets without offering? Never. They have more sense than us.
That's the reason why we are prospering. If our prosperity was connected to how we lived our lives, we won't prosper. A lot of us, is the prayer our mothers and fathers have, not father, mothers. Our father was serious. If you want to learn how to really be a Christian, go and learn from mothers. Those old women, Kai. They were trained. Real apostolic training they have. Whenever I engage old women, I find it easier than even engaging young. I'm telling you. In fact, I get more honor from old women than young ones. I have to beg them not to. They have been properly trained, and that's why they know how to receive. But there's a generation now insulting them. I saw a post say, "Mommy, don't go and give our money to pastor." I say, "Kai, thank God for mommy that you have the money. That you are not giving her. You are saying, 'Hey.'"